Today, Michigan plays its part in choosing the candidates in the election of the next president of the United States. The Guardian's Ed Pilkington and Francesca Panetta are in Michigan covering the campaign.
So, Ed, Michigan goes to the polls today to vote for their presidential candidates, but not everyone is on the ballot papers, are they?
No, we've got a full raft of Republican candidates, but only one Democrat, that's Hillary Clinton. This is because the Democrats, all the others, have boycotted the state because it brought forward its primary election so early. And the National Party doesn't like that because it causes whole heaps of problems about organising the nominations.
So it's really a Republican contest. And who are the leading candidates for the Republicans?
Well, there are two that stand out by far above all the others. There's John McCain, who's been buoyed up by his victory in New Hampshire. And there is Mitt Romney, who is the former governor of Massachusetts. From this, he had his childhood. He was born and brought up in Michigan, but has so far failed to have a major hit. So most commentators think unless he gets a good win this time round in Michigan, he's pretty much a dead duck.
And you've been on the campaign trail for the last few days. What kind of messages have they been giving to voters?
Well, if you take those two front runners, I think it's a pretty interesting contrast between them because you've got one candidate talking to the heart of the Republican movement, the other one talking to the head of the Republican Party. Let me tell you what I mean by that. You've got John McCain making a fairly intellectual bid to the party. He's talking in terms of micro policy. He talks a lot about what's happening in Iraq. He talks about healthcare and he talks about economic policy at a pretty impressive level of detail.
We need to take those five chronic diseases that consume 75% of healthcare costs in America and have an outcome-based payment system.
On the other hand, Mitt Romney is all about pulling the heartstrings. He talks about patriotism. He talks about the nation. He talks about God.
Americans believe in God. And those that don't believe in God typically believe in something bigger than themselves and give of themselves to something bigger
than
themselves.
So he's making a very different emotional bid for people's support.
There's something special about this land.
And what about Mike Huckabee? He won the Iowa caucuses 10 days ago.
Yeah, he's not to be written out. He's trailing in the polls here some 7 to 10 points, depending on which poll you go by. So he's not going to win. It's highly unlikely that he wins here. But he would be looking for a solid third place in order to give him a bounce into Saturday's election in South Carolina, where he is doing very well because there is a very large evangelical population in South Carolina. And as a Southern Baptist minister, Mike Huckabee talks to those kinds of deeply religious people. He has been sparsely campaigning in this state, and we managed to catch up with him earlier today. Typically in Michigan, he was doing a tour of a car factory that's crucial in the state, which is suffering economically very badly from its main industry, which is car building.
But I'm still going to shake your hand.
You can vote for me tomorrow.
You're a Christian, though.
Hey, you guys.
We're in the middle of this car plant called Willow Run Plant, where 200 workers were laid off last Friday, so it's quite in the news anyway. And Mr. Huckabee's being taken round by some of the factory workers and explain what's going on here.
It's good to see you anyway.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay.
If you change your mind, I'm your guy. Mike Huckabee.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Good to see you as well. You need to work on him. And
yeah.
And me.
There have been quite a lot of layoffs in this plant recently, haven't there? 200 people laid off.
We jittered. Real jittery, yeah.
How does that make you feel about the election?
Well, we hope that we get a good candidate in there that will do something to stop all these layoffs and keep jobs over here.
And who is that candidate for you at the moment?
I mainly vote Democratic, you know.
It'll be either Huckabee or Romney, most likely Huckabee.
Because?
Because at least he showed up here.
So his visit's been important to you?
He's been important. It has been between two or three candidates all along, but at least he showed up.
And what about Rudy Giuliani? Is there any sign of him in Michigan?
He has the strangest strategy that anyone has ever devised. It's never worked in the past, it has to be said. To focus everything, he's putting all his chips in one basket, which is Florida on January the 29th. He's hoping for a big bounce there. And if he gets that, he's thinking that will propel him into the super, super Tuesday on February the 5th.
So have we got any idea of who might win today?
You know, particularly after what happened in New Hampshire, where the world's entire press was embarrassed by calling the election in the wrong direction by the surprise turnout for Hillary Clinton. You know, you'd have to be a fool to call this one. And some polls swing tiny bit towards McCain and other polls swing tiny bit towards Romney. Others have them neck and neck. And therefore, the only real conclusion you can draw is that this one is too close to call.
and Ed Pilkington will pick apart the results from Michigan's primary election for us in Newsdesk tomorrow.